This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The president is preparing for a major speech this week. Reporter Connie Long gives us a preview.
President Obama delivers his State of the Union swan song this Tuesday night. His major emphasis will be on gun controls, and many inside the chamber and outside will object to his statements. There will be an empty chair in the guest box to represent those shot to death in recent years. The president is expected to say the financial state of the Union is strong. He will also refer to tensions in the Middle East and the fight against terrorism. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump reveals what he thinks the real state of the Union is.
The state of our Union is a mess. We can't beat ISIS. Our military is falling back. It's not being properly taken care of. Our vets aren't being properly taken care of.
Mr. Trump leaving himself wiggle room on his proposal to impose a massive tax on goods from China. He now says he doubts that the tariff would be necessary at all. He says he's confident that China would change its behavior to avoid it and start trading more fairly. Trump appeared today on Fox and NBC. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has no intention of pushing lawmakers to approve President Obama's request for new war powers to fight the Islamic State group. McConnell tells ABC that he's afraid it could tie the hands of the next president. The Obama administration proposal does not authorize large-scale ground operations. The occupation of a national wildlife refuge in Oregon by a small armed group upset over federal land policies is entering its second week. The mother of the group's leader is asking supporters to send supplies. The leader of the occupation, Amon Bundy, has repeatedly rejected calls to leave buildings at the refuge in Oregon's high desert country. New York City is seeing a surge in homelessness. Dozens of homeless people interviewed by the Associated Press made it clear it will take more than the expanded outreach programs announced. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
An interview done by the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel with actor Sean Penn helped lead to his capture. James Blears reports.
The ego of Joaquin Shorty Guzman ultimately proved his downfall. He arranged to do an interview with actor Sean Penn last October at a remote ranch in the northern Mexican state of Durango. Its transcript has since appeared in the magazine Rolling Stone. Guzman hoped this would lead to a film about his life. Instead, Mexico's Attorney General Areli Gomez said it provided a vital clue in a pop boiler which put security forces back on Guzman's trail, ultimately leading to his recapture following his tunneled escape last July. With Hollywood no longer an option, Guzman's lawyers are trying to entangle the Mexican legal system with a cutting room floor's worth of injunctions to prevent him keeping a one-way appointment with U.S. justice. James Blears in Mexico.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. There are many aspects or faces of the Republican Party. Henry Olson, co-author of Four Faces of the Republican Party, the fight for the 2016 Republican nomination, explains to the Salem Radio Network why he thinks Donald Trump's popularity continues to grow.
The working class in America has been the losers in the American economy for at least the last 15 years. And if you ignore their concerns, they get angrier, and Donald Trump is stoking that anger masterfully.
Henry Olson is with the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Star Wars The Force Awakens has stayed on top of the North American box office for the fourth week. It beat out Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant and became the third largest grossing movie in the world ever. According to studio estimates, The Force Awakens raked in $41.6 million in the U.S., Canada, and 104.3 million overseas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And we want you to get involved in the conversation, especially this conversation we're going to have. Once again, we're fortunate to have Dr. Michelle Brody back with us. We're talking about her book, Stop the Fight. This book is, it is a challenging book in as much as that it deals with reality. And as a friend of mine would say, the challenge that you have is you got the ideal and the real. The ideal that you know the way relationships should go. There should be peace. There should be fun. I used to always say that sometimes you get in relationships where you just don't make chocolate cake. And it's just like that. It's just the formula somehow gets a little bit convoluted. And nothing personal. Not about one person being, worse than the other as much as it is just the combination and the recipe of it all. But Dr. Michelle Brody's book is just fabulous because there's some breakthrough illustrations here. I mean, Michelle, you've got like 300 illustrations here. I thought there was only 50 ways to leave your lover, but now you've expanded it now to 300, and they're illustrated on top of that. So how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I mean, a picture speaks a thousand words, right? So the point of doing it in illustrations and the reason why there are so many is not just because we have so many different ways of fighting, mm-hmm. but also because when you can see a fight from kind of the audience view, mm-hmm. From the outside of it, so that's what the pictures are about, is seeing the whole fight, both sides of it, together as a couple. When you look at it, you can learn something new. So,
yeah, and maybe even understand what the fight is about, because so often we get in arguments, we go, and maybe a couple hours later go, I don't even remember what we were arguing about, but I just feel bad.
Right. It's somehow you could be fighting about, what to have for dinner, and it turns into this life or death mm-hmm. hurting fight. Just because we have a way, when we fight, it turns into a cycle very, very often. So mm-hmm. I hurt you, you hurt me back, and then the cycle takes off. And whatever the starting trigger was kind of disappears.
And in the cycle, when the cycle takes place, is this like old movies that could be a combination of, past relationships, maybe hereditary issues, everything that all just kicks into play here?
For sure. I mean, speaking of movies, it's like Groundhog Day. We often have the same mm-hmm. exact fight with right. the same exact moves each time, right? And you can't believe you're there again, but part of what causes that is we respond to those same triggers with the same protest. If you hurt me in this way, I'm going to protest in this particular way, or I'm going to withdraw because you're hurting me. And a lot of that has to do with how we were raised and the way in which conflict was responded to when we were younger, and then also what happened previously in the relationship. Sometimes I'm sitting with a couple in my couples therapy office, and they're having a fight about something. I can't figure out what is triggering them, but they've been through this pattern so often. They know the moves. They know how it's going to unfold. because of the history.
Yeah, it's a dance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
an ugly dance, but it's a dance nonetheless.
It's an ugly dance. It's
yeah,
so true.
Yeah, and it's such, you know, the thing is so frustrating about it is both of them, I would think, at some point to say, look, we really want this to work. You know, we
yeah.
want to figure this thing out. And this is what's so valuable about what you offer. In fact, I was talking with a dear friend the other day about it, and I said, you know, we really, you know, when you think about here, you got professional golfers who have coaches and basketball players. Everybody has coaches, football players. And, you know, we need to have somebody like Dr. Michelle Brody, who's the coach, to really help us deal with this stuff, because some of it we just don't see. And like you say, in the illustrations, when you go through these illustrations, you go, you may not be able to express what it is that you're feeling, but you see this illustration, you go, see right here, number 62, this
right.
is us. And somehow
yeah.
the light bulb goes off, right?
Totally. It's interesting because when you're in the middle of a fight, You see the problem as the other person. And so we end up spending the fight blaming each other and persuading each other how you're wrong, I'm right. You know, here's how you hurt me. No, here's how you hurt me. That fight, when it's really circular like that and when you're inside of it, the only thing you can do is actually attack each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other person looks like they're the enemy. When you can actually see that there's a cycle here, and these cycles are so universal that the money fight that I'm in is the same kind of money fight you're in, same kind of money fight that half of the world is in, where the same pattern happens. And when you can step back and you can look at it and you go, oh, yeah, yeah, we're in that together. We are, it's not you that's the problem, and it's not me that's the problem. It's the fact that we are stuck in a cycle together. How do
exactly.
we get ourselves out and work as a team to get ourselves out? That's a whole different way of looking at it.
But you and me, you and me and millions of others going through
exactly.
the same dance, huh? Is that crazy? Whether it's money, sex, parenting, challenging relatives. I mean, speaking of which, because we just got through the holidays, I'm sure there were many couples out there dealing with challenging relatives.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those things are so typical. I mean, if you think about the classic mother-in-law fight as an example, you know, why is there such jokes about mother-in-laws, right? It's because there's a lot of expectation. You know, there's a lot weighing down on that fight that causes it to explode again and again. But we all kind of have the same one. I just did a talk for an audience where we talked about what are the characteristics of a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law fight, the classic one.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is everyone can name them because
yeah.
they're so similar. But
right.
why does that happen? It's because there's a lot at stake. People want to have a good relationship. They want it to go well. And when it doesn't, there are hurts involved. But if we're all doing the same thing and you could recognize it from the outside, how great would it be if you could sit down with your mother-in-law and say, we're stuck in a terrible fight together. Don't you want to get out? I want to get out. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's get out together. Let's figure out how to do this.
Right.
You know, it would help a lot.
Yeah, and how do you get there? I mean, this is something that takes practice, especially, as you say, when you've got years and tradition. Well, that's the way my mother fought, and, you know, and her mother
right.
before her. And so this is the way, you know, Mexicans fight, or whatever it is, or whoever, you know, the French. This is the way, you know, the French fight, or, you know, kind of deal. And it's all part of this heritage thing that's so goofy and destructive. And the worst thing that happens is, you know, when this fight goes nuclear, and now you got damage upon damage.
Right. Because early on in people's relationships, they have an easier time flipping back and forth from the fight state to the connected state.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do to flip back is you kind of say something to your partner like, boy, that stunk. I don't want to
yeah.
do that again. Do you? No. Let's agree. We don't want to do that again. And you can kind of get back to your normal way of being. Over time, as those fights get a little more like more into an established dance, it becomes harder to see how can I collaborate with my partner to get out of it. It just seems harder. But essentially the way to get out of it is to agree at least on that first step, which is this is bad for both of us.
Exactly.
Do we want to get out? Yes, we do. Let's try to look at this with a bit more distance and see what's happening between us, what are the hurts that we're each having, and try to move away from it, try to make some changes together.
Exactly. Well, I hope you're all taking notes, because we've got more from Dr. Michelle Brody. Her book, Stop the Fight, 12 Most Common Arguments, and How to Break Free from Those 12 Most Common Arguments and Build a Relationship That Lasts. That's what it's all about. This is Bill Martinez live. More from Dr. Michelle Brody on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
We'll be right back. How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation continues with Dr. Michelle Brody. And your lesson, or I should say, you know, part of the lesson plan is pencil, paper, take notes here, because we're going to try to, you know, get you out of the fight. Understand that, hey, we all fight, but there has to be some rules of engagement here in such a way that after it's all said and done, you know, we have to get into this crazy dance and cycle that we keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know, the definition of insanity. You've heard it many times, doing the same thing, expecting expecting different results. But you get to that point after the fight and you just go, you know, I don't really don't, this doesn't make me feel good. Does it make you feel good? Do we want to keep doing it? No, we don't want to do this. All right, so let's find a better way. She wrote the book Stop the Fight so she could help us, you know, stop the fight and, you know, live happier lives together. Why not? I mean, given the choice. I mean, like, just what you want to do is get married and live a miserable life together. It's how to break free from the 12 most common arguments and build a relationship that lasts. Dr. Michelle Brody. Michelle, we were talking about, you know, you illustrate 12. There's over 300 illustrations that are just brilliant here in helping us deal with the problem. And, you know, I imagine as people go through your book, you start to see the light bulbs going off and people say, oh, that's us. You know, that's, you know, well, okay. This is quite enlightening. But we were talking about one of the most popular, I guess, or the most frequent arguments that are ignited have to do with household chores and responsibilities, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Because if you think about it, a couple, there's the love part of the relationship, and then there's the business part of the relationship. The business parts involve the work that you have to do around the house and the work that you do out of the house. So somehow those tasks have to get divided up. So inevitably, in every couple, there's a little bit of tension around that. How much am I doing for the family, whether inside or outside of the house? Am I doing too much? Am I underappreciated? Those are the tensions that build up in many, many, many couples. It's a very common fight. And typically, when you feel like you're doing too much, you start to complain. Mm-hmm. Now, when you complain, what you're trying to do is just make it be more fair. But the impact of the complaining is that the person you're complaining about feels criticized, insulted, underappreciated for what they're doing thus far, right? If you say, mm-hmm. How come exactly. You didn't unload the dishwasher? And but I did it yesterday, and you didn't even remember that I did it yesterday. There's a sense of unfairness about that. So from both sides, this fight is painful. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how do you solve it? Typically, if you keep going around and around with the complaining, the person who's the recipient of the complaining will withdraw. They will do less in response to the complaining. That's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's the cycle right there. Complaining and pressuring and withdrawing and saying, I'm not going to, if you keep bothering me about it, I'm not going to do it. Which, exactly. Incidentally, is quite similar to the cycle that happens around sex. And sometimes mm-hmm. The same cycle happens in the same family. In other words, one person is saying, could you please do more, either housework or sex? And the other person is saying, hey, stop pressuring me
right.
And appreciate what I've done so far. So ironically, those two fights have similar cycles.
Well, and as you talk about the dynamic of those two dynamics, you say the love dynamic and the work dynamic within the relationship, you know, the work dynamic, you know, it's going to bleed into the love dynamic. There's no
totally.
Doubt about it, right? So, you know, of course, all of a sudden the dominoes start falling and you got one big humongous mess and you better go to the shelf and pull out Michelle's book, Stop the Fight, and figure this thing out so we don't keep this repetitive deal going. And then next thing you know, we start meeting some people of a legal persuasion. That will not send you Christmas cards or Hanukkah cards after it's all said and done, but they'll be happy to take your money away from you.
Right. So the way out, though, if I were to say, like, how do you get out of that fight? Mm-hmm. Think about that. There's two different potential climates around that cycle. One is a climate of kind of resentment and withholding. I resent that you're not doing more housework, and I resent that you're pressuring me. Versus a climate of generosity. And at the beginning of most relationships, when you think about doing household chores, people are pretty generous. Like, hey, let me do the laundry for you. Or, hey, I'm going to make dinner. And it's all very generous and loving. And then the response is pretty appreciative.
Exactly.
So if you think about how would you reverse the climate once it's gotten pretty, you know, resentful and negative around like household chores, it's really about how do I do more in both appreciating and lowering my expectations or not obligating the other person. That begins to change the climate. If every time you take out the trash, I'm actually happy and delighted by that effort,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to be more likely to feel inclined to do it. And this isn't like just giving people false reinforcement. It's like really, I care that you're contributing. Thank you for contributing.
Well, and it kind of starts with yourself and your own attitude, doesn't it, Michelle?
Totally.
I mean, if you sit there and, you know, it's no longer a chore, and it's even not so much you're doing it for the other person as much as it, hey, you just want to be a happy person and anchor yourself on something that's going to be more fulfilling. And then, you know, what I say is the flow starts to happen.
Exactly.
Just things just start to flow. It's not drudgery, right?
So, Bill, you talk about that flow that you get into that can turn positive, and I think if you're stuck in a negative cycle with your partner about, let's say, household responsibilities, here's how you could reverse it. The first step is to think, what's my mindset about this? Can I get into a generous mindset, and can I get into an appreciative mindset? If I think to myself, every task I do around the house or every dollar that I earn outside of the house, I want it to be tinged with generosity. A sense that everything I do, I'm going to feel generous about. And then anything my partner does in that arena, I'm going to look at with appreciation. Once you make that mindset shift, you can actually yourself touch off the beginning of a more positive cycle. Because your partner will feel it, will feel the generosity, and that then inspires their generosity.
You know, just hearing you illustrate that verbally, Michelle, you can just sense the peace and, that kind of comes into that situation because you're imagining, we've all been there where we get caught up in what I call these, you know, buckets of gum that no matter what you do, it's almost like the harder you fight, the deeper you get. But if you step out for just a moment and let go of that and approach it differently, as you say, and I just think that is so loaded with wisdom. And that is what our culture is lacking so much of these days, is a sense of grace and graciousness, isn't it?
Right. I mean, you think about any task that you might do around the house. Like in my book, I talk about trash as generosity and trash as obligation, right? It's the same darn trash, right? But you can take out trash with a sense of generosity of something you're doing for your family. And grace is another great word for it. Or you could take out the trash, you know, kind of grumbling the whole way. And when you do it with generosity, it has, you know, when I look out the window and I see that my husband's taking the trash out and I see it on the curb there, I feel a pang of gratefulness.
Yes.
And I often will text him. I'll just text him and say, hey, thanks for taking out the trash today.
Right.
What that does is that sense of appreciation and generosity, that's the flow that keeps it going. And a lot of people say, why do I have to keep thanking my partner for doing something that's clearly part of their just regular responsibilities? You know, people should take the trash out. I shouldn't have to thank you for that. But if you don't, then you're really giving up on a real powerful potential impact on creating
without
peace
a doubt
and love.
Well, Michelle, the conversation must continue. We're out of time. Stop the Fight is the name of her book, an illustrated guide for couples. How to break free from those 12 most common arguments and build a relationship that lasts. That's what it's all about. Dr. Michelle Brody on Bill Martinez Live. Michelle, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional...
3, 2, 1.
Attention, attention.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
All right.
Here we go.
Merry Christmas, America. Good to have you back with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. And I got to say to you that probably my favorite movie this year was War Room. And as you might recall, we spoke with the Kendrick brothers this past summer about the movie. And it was just such a captivating movie. I think quite an encouragement to many people, particularly Christians, that want to have a very active and effective prayer life. And we were greatly encouraged. And, of course, one of the main characters of that movie was Miss Clara. And Karen Abercrombie did an outstanding job. But there is backstory to Miss Clara. And we have the daughter of the original inspiration. Now, before we bring Marie on, I want to read this to you from Stephen Kendrick, the co-writer and producer of War Room. He said, one of the greatest joys we experienced while working on War Room was meeting Molly Bruno. She's a real modern-day Miss Clara. Alex and I were developing the unique storyline of an elderly, witty woman of God who daily experiences powerfully answered prayer, and the Lord unexpectedly sent us a 91-year-old white-haired prayer warrior with a New York accent who has been living that out for decades. Molly's stories are so captivating, and her joy is contagious. It was refreshing to see her tenderly speak about her morning coffee with the Lord one minute, and then to hear her cry out to God so boldly and specifically on our behalf the next. Her prayer support became priceless to us throughout the production. When we would stay up all night to film, Molly would stay up all night at home to pray. God used her to confirm for us again that the message of War Room is so needed
and his amazing ability to answer our prayers is so here and now. Our next guest, Maria Armenia, has traveled the country as a singer, songwriter, and keynote women's retreat speaker. She is a former producer, writer, and on-air hostess of her own television show, The Marie Show. And with all her accomplishments, her family, she is married, has enjoyed the good life, but probably... probably the highest acclaim is just having a prayer mother, a mother who prays and who is such a prayer warrior and such an example. Maria Armenia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
How special to be around a prayer warrior mother as you were. And, you know, tell us about that experience, if you would, Marie.
Well, I didn't realize, you know, when I was growing up, both my parents made Jesus very real. I mean, he was not a figurehead of a religion. He was alive. He is alive. And so he was very much part of my upbringing. And I thought everybody's parents prayed all the time. You know, I didn't know until I was an adult that I had a very unique and wonderful existence with my parents. And so, yeah, it was just great. My mom took everything to God in prayer. And I just knew that Jesus was real. I felt like he was like a member of the family. That's how real he is, and that's how alive he is. So that was the key.
Right, and for you to see that prayer works and to have all that experience, you know, your mom would pray, things would change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing about my mom was that her prayer life was to know God, to be better acquainted, to be with the Lord. You know, they have, on the movie War Room, they've included a little 8-minute segment of Stephen Kendrick's interview with her. And they titled it, When You Have Jesus, You Have Everything. Yeah. And so my mom just wanted the Lord. She would go in and just pray like he is real. You know, it was like she was having coffee with God every morning. And so answers to prayer were just icing on the cake to her. Knowing God was enough for her. Mm-hmm. But he did do incredible things. I did see prayers all the time being answered. Prayer is real. Like they say for the movie, prayer is a powerful weapon.
Exactly. And her idea in terms of a strategic idea, this developed over time in terms of, you know, the process of communicating with God. And like you said, it was about knowing God, not necessarily and particularly about moving God's hand. That was incidental to the relationship.
Right.
The relationship was more important to her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you can't deny, though, that because of that relationship, it just seemed like when she prayed, people, you know, God get sent answers. My whole life, you know, people have called me and said, would you ask your mother to pray? And my mother would, you know. And so now that she's gone, you know, my goal is that people will call and say, will you pray? Because we need to all be prayer warriors like my mother was.
Well, I got to tell you this, Marie, you know, in my particular position, just like you, you know that when you do what we do, there's a lot of traveling. And you get an opportunity to go into various churches. And I got to tell you, your mother's legacy and what was depicted in War Room is catching around this country. I see prayer warriors being raised up. I hear their prayers. And my goodness, I mean, it is absolutely inspiring. Yes. And you know, Molly Bruno's spirit is all over that, if I can say that with all due respect.
Yes. She told me, you know, in the few months before she passed away, she was praying and she was telling us things. She would say, this is going to be, the Lord told me this is going to be the number one movie in America. And we were like, yeah, okay, Mom. You know, it was like, but then, and it was. And she said to me one morning, she could never remember the word, but she said, the Lord told me this movie is going to revolutionize everyone who sees it. And then she would say, you know, like, what was the word? I can't remember that word. Mom, revolutionize. And it was true.
Yes.
It was true. It really was.
It definitely has, you know, because so many people you know, they're at that stage in life, Marie, where, or and maybe in that point of life where they've lost hope and they're looking to God almost with their fingers crossed and hoping upon hope that God does answer prayer. And then you see something like War Room and you hear the of your mother, and I believe this is the testimony, and this is why I am so honored to have you on to share this legacy of your mother, because that's what encourages one another, is when we realize that, hey, you know what, prayer does work, and here is a woman who has been a prayer warrior for decades, and lives have changed, and she has been greatly blessed above all because of where, you know, how she approached this.
Well, she believed he was real. You know, her prayer thing is that those who worship God must believe that he is. Yes. And so I think a lot of times we forget that he's alive. It's not about a religion. It's about Jesus, who is resurrected from death and is alive. And the Bible says he's interceding for us. He cares about us. You know, the world seems out of control, but not to God. You know, God is in control, and we can put our hope in him. He gives us hope. He is hope. So the Bible says to lift up our eyes. And so my mother was never, you know, nothing moved her because her foundation was God through Jesus. And so I was very blessed to have her, and I just encourage people, seek the Lord. The Bible says seek the Lord, and you will find him when you seek for him with all your heart. So God is there. We've just been blinded by everything that's going on. You know, the world is very scary, Bill. It's getting scarier. Yes. But Jesus said he would send the Comforter. The Holy Spirit's called the Comforter. So God knows what we need, and we just need to cry out to him. And I saw my mother do that in, you know, just unbelievable, unbelievable answers to prayer.
Well, and of course, part of her legacy continues in your book, How to Make a Meatball. And we've got just about 60 seconds left, Marie. I want to direct everybody to your website, mariearmenia.com. Her book is just so precious. It has your mother. It reminds me of my mother. My mother's 91. She is still with us right now. I know your mother passed. Did she get a chance to see the movie at least?
Yes. They sent her the movie in advance, and she loved it.
Oh, wow, terrific.
And they can, you know, just to put a plug in, you can get it at Amazon.com. How to Make a Meatball.
Exactly, but great stories, and I tell you, you know, we love Miss Clara the way she was depicted in the movie, but there is so much to this inspiring woman, Molly Bruno, whose legacy continues as a result of it, and your book, How to Make a Meatball, is just precious, and it continues the story as well. Marie Armenia, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much, and God bless you. It is 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
$1,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And by all means, get involved in the conversation at #BMartinezLive. Your thoughts are important. They're critical to the conversation here. You know, this has been a problem we've had in our country is that too many people for too long have been invalidated. We're missing out on their important part of the solution that needs to be talked out. So get involved. Let us know what's going on. With us right now, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller. Pastor Phil, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's so great to be with you, as always. Love what you do. Love your broadcast and the variety you bring and the message of hope and information and inspiration to America.
Well, thank you, Phil. And as you and I mean, we go back a number of years. In fact, you were one of the first people that was originally on Bill Martinez Live, seven, almost 8 years ago. And I told you at that time that I felt like God was calling me to bring together men of vision and revelation, men who had experienced and are experiencing the revelatory word of God. And by that, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that men who are willing, and not only men, but women as well, because I got to tell, and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to Pastor Phil, I've said this about his wife, Tammy, as well. Tammy spends a lot of time in her prayer closet and with God. I mean, there is no doubt she comes out of that prayer closet, and the things that she shares, the things that you've been sharing, Phil, are so deep that they are, you know, dare I say, supernatural, because they're very powerful and they're words that go out, like God says, that will go out and find their mate. They are connecting with people and changing lives.
Wow. Well, that's a great word. That makes me want to pray harder, work harder, and look deeper. my friend.
We need this, Phil. We need it for all of us because, you know, as rising tide raises all boats, if there was ever a time where we needed to take serious our faith, it is now. America is in confusion. It's disconnected from its anchoring points. And as you've been talking about, you know, people are asking a lot of questions. But, you know, and I say that's good. You're asking the questions. But are you willing to do what it takes to knock until somebody answers, until you get the right answer? God says, hey, look, you knock and keep knocking and keep praying and keep asking, and I've got the answers for you, but you got to be serious about pursuing those questions and the answers to those questions, don't you?
You really do. And, you know, one of the thoughts that came out of really some time with God last week was this thought, that heaven doesn't increase your appetite for God.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah,
and you have to let that sink in a bit, because most people think that heaven is the equalizer of all of our spirituality. And yet the reality is that what we do now, here and now, and the understanding and the love we have for His presence leverages us into the future that God has for us in eternity. And that's why the Bible has so much to say about laying up treasure in heaven. It has so much to say about responsibility and authority that we, you know, get in this laboratory called earth that prepares us for an eternal weight of glory. Exactly. And so I believe there are going to be those who are going to be, let's say, closer tied and connected to the King, just like Peter, James, and John were in the first century.
I know that people were surprised a little bit when you broke down the 12 apostles. You know, they think, okay, well, they all were close to Jesus. But as you noted the numbers, there were three of the 12 that were in the inner circle. Nine were, you know, came along for the ride. And in the 12, you had one that... that sabotaged the deal, that basically went against Christ, and you said that's pretty typical of the number of 12.
Yeah, and I think if all your listeners would just stop for a moment and think about 12 people that are around them, they're probably going to find that ratio pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Three are going to be in your inner circle, eight are going to be along for the ride, or going to be associates, and one's going to betray you.
Yes.
And that pattern seems to work. And unusually, maybe unusual, but that was the pattern that God designed for the 12. And I think it was to give us insight into life so that we don't find ourselves in pity, or we don't find ourselves feeling overly persecuted because we do have betrayal. Because even Jesus said, you know, He entrusted Himself to no man because He knew what was truly in man's heart. Mm-hmm. And there is the heart in all of us, the heart of a Jacob, and we have to understand how to root that out, how to protect, and how to build into that eternal weight of glory in those sons and daughters of God.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, and when you touched on this just a moment ago, but we really need to expand on that, and it has to do with our identity the way God sees us, and how that empowers mm-hmm. us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you think about the first Adam... In the book of Genesis, the attack was on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. The second Adam, Jesus is called that by the Apostle Paul, was on his identity. Satan said, if you are the Son of God, and then he defended his position with the Word of God and the temptations, but the real challenge that Jesus felt was identity. The real challenge that Adam felt was, has God really said? But those two issues are always going to be the issues we have to wrestle with as believers. One, what has God truly said? Is this truly the Word of God, which I believe it is? Secondly, who am I? If I don't have the identity clear as a son of God, then I'm going to react out of fear versus identity. And I'm not going to find my strength in the Word of God. But what happens is the world is set up in such a way that the strength of the Word of God is actually found in the opposition that I have to the Word of God. So God wants the promises that He makes to be tested, and that experience will oftentimes in our life contradict the promise. That's to push us into deeper levels of faith, right, so that we prove that good and acceptable will of God.
And as the word says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And it's not even so much about the mighty exploits. This is kind of incidental. It's knowing God and knowing God experientially through these tested and trials that we go through. And God warns us of that, Phil, so that we're not caught off guard. We're not surprised, because he's a God of peace. And a God of peace says, you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's all taken care of. There's no, as my friend would say, Bill, there's no loose ends. And I thought about that, and I go, exactly. Everything is anchored and tied down.
Yeah, and you made a really great point that I just want to follow up on, and that is that God reveals his nature to us, mm-hmm. not to increase our knowledge or intelligence, but to allow us to experience him in that particular revelation. So if God reveals, if you study God and he reveals himself as Jehovah Rapha, for example, your healer, mm-hmm. he wants you to experience that nature of God, that dimension of God that is in healing, and not just become knowledgeable about it, but rather exactly. experientially enter into that healing that we find in the atonement.
You know, and you mentioned something the other day, Phil, that I thought was so profound, and I know you've said this before, and that is, Jesus didn't, his approach about healing, he just prayed that people be healed, not about, the healing. You know, today we break it down, we try to, you know, because of our finite minds and understanding, it was a foregone conclusion when Jesus prayed, that way for healing, and that, he's our example, and he even says that we'll do greater things than he did. And so we go, well, wait a minute, why isn't that happening?
Yeah, and it was kind of shocking to me when this thought came, and it's not an original thought, I'm sure, but he never told us to pray for the sick.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to heal the sick.
Yes.
And I think about how many prayers over the years that I feel like I shorted somebody, mm-hmm. where I prayed more for the sick versus praying for their healing.
Exactly.
I was praying a lot of comfort prayers, but if I don't get well, that prayer doesn't make me feel that much better. What I really want you to do is when you pray for me, I want you to enter into a faith dimension where you call upon heaven to bring about the reality of thy will here on earth as it is in heaven. And I want to see healing happen. And I want you, as my friend, my pastor, my leader, to pray in power and authority over me.
Mm-hmm. And what comes to mind, Phil, when you say that is, the word that says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The gates of heaven suffer violence, and the righteous take it by storm. So I mean, we've got to go fight for it. This isn't going to be something that's just handed to us, right?
Oh, no, that's such a good point, Bill, because God is training us up to be as warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He is preparing us here for an eternal weight of glory. Mm-hmm. So as warriors, we have to learn how to take the kingdom and put it in our heart in such a powerful way that we don't fear. I mean, if Jesus said, I have all power and all authority, then what does that say about Satan? He can't have any. If Jesus has it all, why am I worried?
Right, exactly. And the challenge that we have is to believe in the Word of God, because God did say, so believe in the Word of God and walk in the identity that God sees us as, who sees the beginning from the end and calls those things that are not as though they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. And it's really pretty simple. I think we make it really complicated because we're always trying to figure out how to save face for God.
Mm.
You know, like if I believe God for something really big and he doesn't come through, isn't God going to feel bad? No, God wants you to feel for wants to trust him for big things and put him on the spot, so to speak, for his word's sake.
Well, I'll tell you, good stuff here. Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills. Pastor Phil, it's always good to have you with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.